of the Mishnah, the Chavetz Chaim, when he discusses the minhag of blowing shofar on throughout Elul. So the Rambam writes, "Uminhag bnei Ashkenaz me Rosh Chodesh ve'elach maschilin l'sko b'shoyeh acher tefillah shachris." So the Chavetz Chaim quotes, because in Rosh Chodesh Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to receive the second set of luchos. And he sounded a shofar throughout Klal Yisrael. Moshe Olam Lahor. And they sounded that Moshe is going up to Har Sinai. Shelo yitu od acher avodah zarah, that they should no longer shouldn't make the same mistake as they made before. V'hove eis rotzon, and as a result, it became an eis rotzon. So the way the Chavetz Chaim presents the Medrash, the Pirkei de Rav Elazar, the story comes from the Pirkei de Rav Elazar that. Not other midrashim. Story comes from that Klal Yisrael on our own. We decide Moshe Rabbeinu is going up to Har Sinai. How is bring down the luchos? How are we going to be sure that we won't make the same mistake? So they decided we're going to blow shofar. Some midrashim have they blew shofar once or Shchodesh Elul. Some had that they blew every single day. L'chaira, what Klal Yisrael was doing was Klal Yisrael was making a geder that Klal Yisrael was misboine. What was the mistake that we made? The mistake that we made was that we counted the days from the morning. So when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, we didn't count, we counted that day as day number one. So so the 40th day turned out to be the 16th of Tammuz. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't arrive. Now had we known that we were supposed to count that day from the next day, because that wasn't a complete day, because at Har Sinai, because Baruch Hu switched things, and we started counting days from the night before. So had we known that the 7th of Sivan didn't count as day number one, so we wouldn't have made the mistake. Once we made the mistake, so then we became impatient, and we were nichshol, and something played with us. But the point is that Klal Yisrael was misboinen. What was the mistake that we made? We miscounted the days. So therefore they blew shofar in the morning. When did they make the mistake? The morning of Zion Sivan, when Moshe went up, we made a mistake. We said, this is day one. So the tkiah of Klal Yisrael, Bizmana Midbar, was number one, Klal Yisrael wanting to do tshuva. Number two, that's something they wanted to do tshuva. They could have said, okay, what are the chances? Thank you very, very much. It's a big schuss. So So very often we say, we'll try, we'll do. I'm going to make a mistake, make the same mistake. Again, so Klal Yisrael understood that we can't depend on ourselves not to make the same mistake. Klal Yisrael understood that if you want to make a tikkun, you have to be misboine. You have to reflect what was the mistake that we made, and then to try to catch ourselves at the point of making the mistake that we shouldn't make the same mistake. So Klal Yisrael was misboine. What was the? How did things begin to unravel? We won't let it unravel again. So the Chavetz Chaim's lashon is that that's what made Elul into an Eis Ratzon. I think it's the Chiddush of the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim goes on to them, there's an asmachta, ani ledoy debudoy dili. So the shofar reminds us, according to this mahalach, the shofar reminds us, number one, that how a person is supposed to go about doing tshuva, the requirement of being mizboinen, that's what El is about, to be mizboinen, to reflect, to understand, and then to figure out where I have to make the tikkun, where I have to catch myself, where's the nakuda that I was misrasha. More important than that is that this is what, according to the Chavetz Chaim's nusach, this is what made El into an Eis Rotzeh. Because Klal Yisrael understood the requirements of how to go about tshuva, and the tshuva was so important to us that we would do that as bainimus. Good. So now hopefully we'll be able to use this. So everybody have two options: either you bring your sefer to Darka, or you look at the. I would strongly discourage trying to use your laptops as your sefer, because there's a big nisoyan when you have a laptop in front of you. A big nisoyan that your things pop up, and it's easy to get distracted. So I would think that it's not a good idea. But those who have, for whom it's the best way to take notes, please, if you're sitting in the room, then you have to be learning. If you're sitting in the room and you're doing emails, or you're doing anything other than the sugya in hand, so this is not the... And you take away from the atmosphere of learning. Good. So we are in the middle of the sugya of Menoah Hanevile. What is the source for the mitzvah of the mitzvah rabbanon of saying brachos? Okay, so we're a little bit hampered because we don't have all the sforim that we need, but I thank those who took pictures and put it out on your phone so you've seen the Ritva, and we can be medayik in the Lashon of the Ritva. I'll have to appeal to Bar Ilan to put the Ritva up, because it's a very important sefer. The Ritva in Brachos was published even later than most of the Sifrei Ritva. So that's probably why it didn't make it into the collection over here. So in my count, we left off with six questions in the sugya. Right? Question number one is that we have the Gemara in Dav Chof Aleph Amud Aleph says Brachos et Rabbanon, and the sugya on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph begins by saying Menoah Hanevile. Question number two is the Gemara points out that if you hold Neta Revoy, and if you hold Kerem Revoy, and learn from Gzer Reshova, so then you'll be able to establish that a bracha could be a Deiraisa Dikidin, but you'll need a Kal V'Chomer. So question number two is, do we understand this Kal V'Chomer? Does it sit well with us? And if, Mimonavshach, if you say I chab the kal v'chomer, I think it's a gevaldik kal v'chomer. So why does Tosfos say it's not a kal v'chomer gomer? And if you understand Tosfos that it's not a kal v'chomer gomer, so what is the point of the kal v'chomer? So you'll tell me it's an asmachta. Well, what's the point of Chazal expressing themselves, but expressing an asmachta as a logical step of kal v'chomer? So what's the point of a kal v'chomer that's not a kal v'chomer? Again, so either you have to understand why Tosfos did not like the kal v'chomer, but if you are taken by the kal v'chomer, they say in Yiddish, if you're far koifti, you hold the kal v'chomer as a good kal v'chomer, no. So you have to understand Tosfos. And if you understand Tosfos that it's not a good kal v'chomer, so then what's the point of having a kal v'chomer? So that has to be understood. And then the Gemara says that once you have a Kal V'chomer, you're going to require a binyan of, because the Kal V'chomer will only get you to have a mitzvah of bracha either on something that has a tzad mizbeach or on something that has the shiva minim of Eretz Yisrael, or something that has oil alois, or something that has the mitzvah of challah, but it's not going to get you beyond that. So you'll have a binyan of, but you still won't be able to explain why you have a brach on bosa v'dogim. Won't get you all the way home to all the Mishnahs. So question number three is, why are those parameters significant parameters? And why would I say, it doesn't have a tzad mizbeach, so why should we make a bracha? It has oil lice. It deserves to have a bracha. It doesn't have oil lice, what have a bracha? What is one to the other? Why should it be? Why would I entertain the idea that I'm only going to include Sheva mitzvah, Sheva peirush and ishtabach min Eretz Yisrael? Lechor, when you have a limitation, when you have a parameter, a characteristic, and you say, well, it only makes sense to expand the din to those that have oilis, to the, so you have to have a svara. Why should oilis be a player in saying bracha? Then the next question is that the Gemara ultimately says that since we cannot find a binyan of that will make sense to expand the Kal V'chomer all the way to include everything, all kinds of foods, so therefore what? Therefore we're going to be, so that's a machlokes rishonim. There's a small group of Rishonim that say, therefore we need to have another Makor de Rabbanon, but everything that we have until now is Deraisa. Small group in Chananel, Yehuda Misur Leon, but clearly the mainstream of Rishonim say, because of that, because the Binyan of doesn't explain all of the, is not Machayev Bracha on every single food, so Memela, we're going to be derecha, the binyan of, we're going to be derecha, the whole binyan. How do we understand that? Even though we are much more aligned with Rav Rishonim, because that's the way we've been learning since we ever had the concept of bracha, but l'chayra, the mahalach of Rinchanano, it certainly raises a gevaldik akasha. Logically, I would say Rinchanano makes a lot of sense. This is how far I got with Eraisa, and now Chazal finish up. So you'll tell me, but you don't find in the Mishnayos any chiluk. I understand. But you'll tell me that the Gemara on Chof Mabez didn't tell me that a Balkari makes a bracha on Peiros and doesn't make a bracha on Basar. Good. That's a very good horror. All right? Hayyoy said you don't find in the Mishnayos such a chiluk. So that means that all of the brachas are of the same. I get it? But then the kasha is, so why is it talking that way? What's the svara to say that since the binyan of doesn't explain, so therefore, it's not a good binyan to tell me, therefore, I'm making a mistake and the binyan of is a wrong mahalach? I understand that. But how are you going to explain it to me? Why shouldn't it be a good mahalach? Why shouldn't we say that I have a binyan of, right? That at least tells me that every kind of natural, organic thing that grows in the ground has a bracha. Okay, so it's a beitz and bus v'dogim one of a bracha. So I understand why you'll bring me a raya that that's not correct, but I don't understand why it's not correct. Right. Then another kasha is that Tosfos, even though he says that the Kal V'chomer is not a good Kal V'chomer, it seems that the Gemara is doicha the erisic approach at the end of the sugya when the binyanav doesn't work out. doesn't seem like that the Gemara says, terrible Kalvachimer, Asmachta, let's go weiter. The Gemara still tries to get this binyan of going. So even in Taisus, Tzorach Iyun Gadol, what's the bad Kalvachimer? What's the value of bad Kalvachimer? And why does the Gemara say bad Kalvachimer, etc.? Din Rabbanan, weiter.
How do we see the Gemara still keeps on trying?
Because the Gemara is still trying to give you a good binyan of.
Where? After?
Yeah, the next few lines, right?
That's the other mandam.
No, L'chaira, the way that, correct me if you learn otherwise, but L'chaira, the sugi begins by saying that if I hold of Neter Revoy, or hold of Kerem Revoy with Zger Shava, then I have one extra hilo. But that extra hilo only gave you the Baruch Achrayna. I need a Kal V'chaira to get the Baruch Rishayna. I need a drasha, a Kal V'chaira, and a binyan of. And then the Gemara says, but since the binyan of doesn't work for everything, the whole binyan goes. But the binyan should have gone after Kal V'chaira.
Tzorach Iyun. That Tosfos is going on the very, meaning it quotes the Kal V'chaira twice in the Gemara. That Tosfos is the second time it quotes that. It's not the first time.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know exactly what to do with that, but it could be that the first time he's quoting it, we assume it's a real Torah.
It's a good observation. It's a good aura, but it just creates another kasha.
Yeah. Why doesn't he?
Yeah. So it's a good. It's a very good observation, Josh.
Wait, so I have something I understand.
The latter.
I have something I understand for his question.
Which one? One, two, three, four, five. If it's number one, we're in trouble.
Go ahead. In that case. No, so the last
four question. Or five would be, you know.
Yeah, so the fifth question. So we're saying that Tosfos says it doesn't seem like it's very Kal V'chaimer.
Yeah.
Most likely an Asmachta. So then, the end of Gemara Sotah, so at the end of the day, the Gemara Sotah,
right.
The
question that the flow of the Gemara is that in order to that Hilulim will only get me to say a Baruch Achrayna. Alright? How do we get to the Baruch Rishayna Kal V'chaimer? At that point, Tosfos L'chaimer should say. Avram says he didn't say it, he said later on. But at that point, Tosfos should say, this is not a good Kal V'chaimer. Therefore, it's an Asmachta. Right? So once it's an Asmachta, so the Gemara, so I still need to know why. So the Gemara should tell me, Svara. The Gemara doesn't. The Gemara says, Kal V'chaimer. According to Tosfos, it's bad Kal V'chaimer. And I'm still going on to do a binyan av. Right? Why am I bothering? Why didn't I just go straight for the Svara then?
Okay.
That's
what
I understand. Just
do the Kal V'chaimer, when you say that, it'd be Gurim.
Sorry, say it again.
We never just bring the Kal V'chaimer.
Yeah, the Gemara itself never says. Tosfos is the one that says that Lav Kal V'chaimer. And then there's a Pnei Shuz. Number six is Pnei Shuz, Kash. Right. Number six.
Because the Chag Mikurim.
Sorry.
You said because the Shavas Minim are Chag Mikurim, so you can't learn out that Kal
V'chaimer. No. Can't learn out a Binyan of that way. L'chaira. I mean, if you learn different, then I'm open to hearing.
The Ritva said the same thing. It's about the Kal V'chaimer, but he said that don't be misdaik on it because the end of the sugya ends up saying that the Kal V'chaimer doesn't work anyway. Maybe you can say that Tosfos is saying something very similar.
Okay, good.
When he's saying it's not good, he's just going off the Maskana of the Gemara.
Right. So that's what everyone was saying. But how do you learn the Gemara? Just what's shot in the.
At that point, the Gemara was
a Kal V'chaimer. So then I have difficulty with the idea that a Kal V'chaimer is a logical step. So, in other words, the Kal V'chaimer that I can learn from a bracha Rishona from a bracha Achrayna, that I can learn if you make a bracha b'shas Sviya, then you should make it b'shas Rov. So, l'chaimer, either that is a correct logical step, or it's incorrect. It's hard for me to understand why it should be correct two-thirds down the Yomud, and then unless you have a way of explaining to me that something changed in those few lines about how Chazal view a bracha. So that's, I'm open to that, but it's Aruch Iyun. Go ahead.
Just to clarify, the Vidin Av, we disprove the Vidin Av, but then the problem is we have to try to prove to the Kal V'chomer.
The issue, my concern, what bothers me about learning Pshat in the Sugya, right, is that the Gemara says that the Binyan Av will not satisfy what we have to accomplish in the Chi of Bracha on everything which grows and on Bosa V'dagam and Beitza, right? The Binyan Av at most will get me through Peiros Adam and Peiros Eitz. It will not get me to the second mission. Okay, and therefore the Gemara says Elos Svar. So that Nakuda, Tzarochi and Godo. At that Nakuda, Rebbe Chananel says, good. So the Binyan Av will give me a Deraisa Degedin. Fine. And the Svar is for the Rabbana. Okay. So I understand why Rav Rishon would reject that. They would reject it because they don't find in the Mishnah that Chiluk. You don't find that the Gemara says that a Balkeri makes a bracha rishoina on Paris and just on a basur. They don't find that an oinein will make a bracha on Paris and not on a basur. You don't find such a thing. So in the same way, the rishoina would say, this is a dechia altogether. I don't understand the svara of why it should be a dechia altogether. So it says, but you know, it doesn't make it all the way. No, but whatever makes it, makes it. Elamai, the Gemara says that the whole binyan wasn't correct. Right? And then the cash is, if the Kal V'chomer was a Shvach, a Kal V'chomer, so then the binyan unraveled earlier. Good. So that's the L'chor, that's what still needs to be understood in the Mahalach of the Sugya. So there are several, and then we have to understand the machlekes between Rebbeinu Chananel and Tosfos. I mean, just the same thing. We already articulated that question, but it's a machlekes Rebbeinu Chananel and Tosfos and Rav Yishayim. Good. So the different ways we could try to explain. One way which occurs to me now is based on a very interesting mahalach of Rav Chanan Wasserman. We quote it in the summer. We probably quote it sometime during the year. And Rav Chanan Wasserman, this is a mahalach that's quoted by his son. It was quoted by Rav Simcha Wasserman. I think it's B'Shem his father. Somebody from the West Coast. So Simcha Wasserman was very instrumental in Yadus of L.A. Your parents from the West Coast?
Seattle.
You're from Seattle. Oh, so who's from L.A.? So L.A. was instrumental in the Torah of Los Angeles. So Elchanan Wasserman makes the following question. Gemara says in Shabbos that when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, he darshened the Kal V'chomer. He said, "How yitachein that he's going to give the Torah if a mumer cannot bring a korban pesach? So certainly a mumer can't have a kol haTorah kula." Heard that's the din. So Gemara says that he darshened the Kal V'chomer. So Tosfos of the Gemara introduced it by saying that there were three halachas that Moshe Rabbeinu introduced on his own, darsh me'atzmai, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave haskama. One halacha was that a Kadosh Baruch Hu could deem matan Torah for the sixth of Sivan, and Moshe Rabbeinu said it should be in the seventh because otherwise women will not be able to attend because it could be a peleta shechvazer. Okay. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a shikach. How do we know that? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't show up in the sixth; he showed up in the seventh. Then the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu decided on his own to break the luchos, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Asher shibarta, yashikach shibarta." Good. So Tosfos says that if Moshe Rabbeinu darshed the Kal V'chomer, So then it's not a din, then it's not his own din. It's a din deraisa, right? Yud gimel midah shatayna dreshes behem. Zerushava kal mochaymer. All the 13 midas give dinim deraisa. Anything you learn from a kal mochaymer from a pasuk is a din deraisa, because the Baruch Hu gave us the midas lidrosh. So if Moshe Rabbeinu decided to break the luchas based on a kal mochaymer, so that means that it's a din deraisa. It wasn't his own chiddush. It was the way he's supposed to learn the din. So why does the Gemara say that Moshe Rabbeinu was mechadish a din on his own? And the Kodesh Baruch Hu agreed. Because the Torah should say, Moshe Rabbeinu darshened a din. It was the Kodesh Baruch Hu's decision. It says in Chumash that he held on to it by Yashach and he threw it down. It's Arachian. But Chazal say he darshan the Kal Vachomer. So Tosfos says no. The Gemara is very clear, and the Chumash is clear, that Moshe Rabbeinu decided on his own to break the Luchos. So what's pshat in the sugya? So the Gemara says, so Tosfos says it wasn't a good Kal Vachomer. It's not a really good Kal Vachomer. It's not a Kal Vachomer Gomer. So why is it not a Kal Vachomer Gomer? Because when it came to Kal Vachomer, as you know, is with a very slight what's this? So Rav Chanan Wasserman says, what does that mean that it's a Kal Vachomer she'en a gomer? So Chanan Wasserman says that a beautiful word. Says that when you have it, when Chazal say they darshan the Kal Vachomer, that it means they understood this to mean that that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted. They were megala. So the Kal Vachomer means that, let me get his lesson exactly, the Kra de Kodorish, when Moshe Rabbeinu made this this limud, so he understood that the Nirud HaLehoisefim Echad. It's really a Dirbana de Gedin. Breaking the Luchais was a Dirbana de Gedin. But the Kal Vachomer means he understood that this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to happen. And this is very similar. This, I think, Rav Simcha Wasserman says, this is very similar to the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah.
Here.
I have one that is
recording
from summer.
Oh, okay. But so. Thank you.
The lashon is shekoma. It's a different dvarais that shekoma sheyeshli asmachta min apasuk. Whenever we have an asmachta, so the Rambam says that an asmachta is a mnemonic device, something that Chazal established in order to remind us. But we say Kodesh Elulim, it's an asmachta to remind us that when we come across the pasuk, we remind ourselves that there's a mitzvah of saying the bracha. However, the Ritva says that whenever there's an asmachta in a pasuk, the lashon is Sheheira Kodesh Baruch Hu Sheroi Las Oiskein. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying this is the thing we should be doing. Elush Le Kiblu Kovu Choiva Umosul Chachomim Mized Devar Borer Be'emes. But it means that the Ribbono Shel Olam did not make it into a mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu established it to be something that Chazal should then be megala later on. And he says, not like the Rambam who says that an asmachta is something that Chazal made up in order to remind Yishtoka Dabar B'le Yomar. That's a terrible thing to say. Zu Divrei Minos. He holds that mamish out of the pale, what the Rambam says. Aval Atayre Ha'ira B'chach. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying what we should be doing. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave an idea that Kodesh Elulim Hashem, at the end of the day, that it is important to say a bracha. It is important to give Shemach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then Kodesh Baruch Hu said, let's wait for the Chachamim to figure out the right time and the right place to be Megala this din. That they aren't being machadish an idea. That the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah already included this idea. And this is a chiddush of the Ritva. Now, the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman is saying is that when Chazal darshan Ashvacha Kal V'Chomer, what they're saying is that the Kal V'Chomer is not a good Kal V'Chomer, but the Svara on which the Kal V'Chomer is developed, that's a good Svara. L'mosho, it's not a good Kal V'Chomer to say that if a mumer cannot have a Korban Pesach, so therefore when you have the Aver Rav serving the Avodah Zarah, so you can't receive Torah. It could be that in order to celebrate Geulah, Yis Mitzrayim, leaving the Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim, so you can't be in Avodah Zarah. But it could be that if there's a group of people in Kal Yisrael who are celebrating the Egel, and most of Kal Yisrael just didn't get in the way of it, that shouldn't be a reason not to have the Luchas. However, what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is, I understood from the din that a mumer can't bring a Korban Pesach, that a person has to have a certain readiness for a mitzvah. That a person has to have a certain readiness to bring Korban Pesach. You have to be in a certain space. You have to have a certain hergish. And if you're not in the right space, so then it doesn't make sense. That svara I learned. So that svara I applied in a much different context, in a much different way. That Klal Yisrael was not in the place or space where they are shy of to have the nisim of the luchos. So based on that Rav Chanan, that Yisrael Rav Chanan, that when you see a Kal V'Chomer, that's not a Kal V'Chomer Gomer. It's really Chazal being Megala to us. That there's a drasha, there's a svara. So here, the same thing. Chazal are saying, according to Tosfos, that this Kal V'Chomer, that if you make a bracha b'shas via, then you shouldn't make a bracha b'shas that a person's right. First of all, we don't understand it. Because a person, if saying a bracha, if Birkas HaMazon is ultimately a Haidah, so it makes much more sense to say, to make Haidah after you're satisfied. Then make Haidah when you haven't done a Sviya yet. However, if we had to explain the Svar of the Kal V'Chomer, then we would say that a person who is satisfied So he may not at that moment recognize what the Rebbein Shem is doing for him. But if he's hungry and he's starving, so then he has a greater hakara of what his Baruch Hu is doing for him. So it could be that in terms of haidah, right? But in terms of a person's needs, if I have to recognize my needs, so I'm much more cognitive of my needs when I'm starving, when I'm dehydrating, than when I've had something to eat. So what Chazal is saying is that a person, before, when a person partakes of this world, so they have to have a moment where they stop for a moment and they say, Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of me. That already is a good svar. So we'll be able to understand this deeper and deeper as we learn more of the parrot. So what Chazal is saying is that this is a svara that they learned from the psukim. So l'chayra, once he understands the Chanan, then one could take the next step and say that the only way that we could reconcile that the Gemara in Chaf says that Baruch is the Rabbanon, and the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey says Mendo Hanimile, is if what's really happening is that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megala a certain Svara to us, and then Chazal were Misakin a Mitzvah based on that Svara. Sometimes in the Olam Yeshiva we would say there's something called a Svara Dei Raisa, right? In other words, that there's a certain logical step. Is it a correct logical step or not? So I need a raya from Torah that this svar is a correct svar. Look at our Moshe, right? We have a din of saying a bracha. So one could say, take the easiest approach, I make a bracha in order to express our course of Tavis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could I partake of something without expressing our Koros HaTayim? Person could say, is that really a correct svara? Because Baruch Hu decided to create me. Baruch Hu decided to put me in this world. So he has to take care of me. He's not gonna create me and then not feed me. He's not gonna create me and just watch me dehydrate. Right? So do I really have to stop and give up chorus a toll before I eat an apple? This is part of the deal. Right? Lo Yitochin, that the Baruch Hu would create me and then let me suffer out of starvation. That's part of the Derech HaOlam. So I have to stop. If I stop, that's another question. How far do we take this? Do I stop every moment before I breathe? So you can start raising questions. Is this such a correct svara? Lashem ha'aretzim loya. Kan koinim brocha, kan liachar brocha. But there are many things of this world, gravity, that we partake of, and we don't stop every second. So it's not shy to live in this world and not to partake of the koinim of this world. So when Chazal were contemplating establishing the idea of brachos, so they needed to know, is the svara correct svara or not? So that's what Chazal, that's the Menahani Relay. The din is going to be a din de Rabbanon, because it's clear the din de Rais is only legave Birkas Hambozain, and the din is only, according to Ramban, legave Birkas HaTorah. Right? And we now know that according to Ben Hanan, there's a tag of din de Rais to make brachis on Peris. But the Mahalach of Tosfos, Mahalach of Rav Rishonim, Mahalach of the Rambam must be that the sugya is saying Menohane Mile. How did Chazal? What's the svara? And what's the makor for the svara? So Chazal say, Kadosh Baruch Hu was merames to us that when we have Rivoi, and we didn't partake of this particular tree, this orchard yet. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was megala to us that we should give Shevach to Ribbono Shel Olam then. What's the Shevach for? So one Shevach is the fact that we're bringing it to Yerushalayim is a Shevach. Right. Another to Raya from Pnei Yeshua. So there must be some other Shevach. Hilulim. So Gemara says, no. It's not a Raya for any Svar because that's how I know. There's only Kerem Ravoy. Oh, but according to those who hold that the Ravoy. According to those who hold Kerem Ravoy and they have Xerah Shevach, so we talk to have an extra Shevach. So it's going to be a Sheva for Baruch HaChorayna. So already Chazal is saying this is where Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megala to us that this Svara is a correct Svara. Because it could even be embedded, it could be embedded in Hilulim that one has to give Sheva when one partakes of this world. It could be embedded in the Mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. That even though that all the kashas you have, all the possibilities you would create of why there isn't, it's not mistaber. It's not mistaber, and have to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Number one, ain't no dover soif, because I can't thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Or you'll tell me because this is Kadosh Baruch Hu owes it to me. So Birkas HaMazon, this mistake. Birkas HaMazon, the Ritzoin HaBorei is that we should give Shemach Vaidaya on food. So all the kashas you'll have, all the counter svaras, no, because Baruch Hu megala to us. Because Hilulim, because I'm Mazon. So the Kal V'Chomer doesn't have to be a good Kal V'Chomer. Because the point of the Kal V'Chomer wasn't to make it a Din De'Oraisa. The point of the Kal V'Chomer was to say, it's svaradik, it makes sense. It makes sense that if I will give recognition to Ribbono Shel Olam when I'm satisfied, that I should be able to be makir, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of me when I'm desperate and I am starving. It makes sense to say that maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us a yois that the svar is a svar they rise. A yois that there's a chiddush in the svar. So now you could say, look, when there's a mitzvah bikurim, I'm speculating now. So Kadosh Baruch Hu already told me that legabe these fruits. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to bring these fruit to Yerushalayim. So maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Lagabe those fruit. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the Shevach. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Hayois, that you can't have a grape. You can't harvest your vineyard. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that you're going to have the opportunity to take care of the poor through the oilless. So I might start saying, that the svara that I have to give recognition to Ribbono Shel Olam, maybe that's in situations where Kadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, you know, I've asked this in other ways, that God be these fruit. So maybe there's something about the Shevet, maybe there's something about the Kerem, maybe there's something about the Tvua. Because I see that in those crops, Kadosh Baruch Hu has embedded other mitzvahs. So, the Gemara says in the end, but you're not going to explain Basa V'Dagim. So, Lu Yitzuyer, we were holding that this sugya is explained to us, Mamisha Makor Midin De'Raisa. So then it's very hard why we shouldn't go with Rav Hanan or Rav Yisrael. Why not? Have a De'Raisa. So it doesn't explain all of the halachas, but it's a certain halachas De'Raisa, and it would be the Ravanan. But a yois that the sugya is being megala to us, a svara de'oraisa. So now the Gemara says, and you're going to tell me that the svara de'oraisa has something to do with recognizing that Kadosh Baruch Hu is providing for me. So unless the svara de'oraisa is going to include basa v'dagim, right? Maybe say it a little bit sharper. The Gemara says that when the Gemara says that if our limud is not going to include basar v'dagim, so then it means the limud doesn't satisfy. So the Gemara is saying that l'chayra. The Gemara is saying that the svara, something along the following lines, the svara that we would learn from Kodesh Elul Hashem doesn't take care of Basar V'Dagim. The svara that we're going to learn from L'Hashem Ha'aretz Laya, that will take care of Basar V'Dagim. In other words, once we say that this is a mitzvah derabbanon, and Chazal established this mitzvah derabbanon based on the Kodesh Baruch Hu indicated to us how he wants us to think, so l'chara, then there should be no difference between Peiros Haaretz and Basar V'Dagim. So it means we haven't fully satisfied our search for understanding what the Svara de Raisa is. So that's what the Gemara says. So again, what we're suggesting now is that the Sugya began understanding that the Din of Bracha is the Bracha de Rabbanon. However, the Gemara says that the Gemara begins by a coin to Ben Hananel, and Rebbe Misr Leon, the Gemara is working with the Deiraisa till the very end. And the Din Deiraisa stays with the Peiros Atluyos Baretz, or with Peiros Adam Peiros Eves. Okay. And everything else is Derbanan Digadin. Again, Rebbe Nachananel and Rebbe Misr Leon are Shittas Yochid. I've never seen a discussion that said that by Sofek Brochis we should be Chayshish for the Rebbeinu Chananel and the Eitzar Agoinim. It's a Shita Dechuya. I've never seen any as a sniff for any psak or anything. However, when you see Rebbeinu Chananel, and if you don't see early on, you see that there is another way to learn Pshat in the Sugya, and that Tosfos and Rav Rishonim learn differently. Why would they learn differently? So apparently, Tosfos and the Rambam and Rav Rishonim understood that if I cannot find an approach that will explain the chiyuv of making bracha on all different kinds of foods, then I haven't found the right approach. In other words, the heyois that we're trying to discover a svara. So l'chayra, the svara that Chazal understood, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us to have, was a svara that doesn't distinguish between all the pairs and Basar V'Dagim. So if your svara is not going to explain the Basar V'Dagim and Peiros, so then you hit the wrong svara. So apparently the Bali Tosfos would learn that there's a svara that comes out of Kodesh Hilulim, and there's a svara that comes out of why? Because the last line of the Yomad, Ksiv Lashem Va'oritzum Loya, Uksiv Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem Va'oritz Nasan Livnei Adam. So, L'chayra, the Bali Tosfos would say, and the Rav Rishonim would say, that the So explain this. How is the svara of Kodesh Hilulim different than the svara of L'Hashem Ha'aretz Umloya Va'aretz nasanim le'adam kan koinim bracha kan liyachar bracha. What's the difference between the two svaras? Haram?
It seems that the later, like the two second lashon bar tzvua, that covers all types of food.
Right.
And because there's no limitation, so I guess Tosfos would say we prove our svara.
But what is the difference? What is the svara? How is it different from Kodesh Elul Hashem?
I thought the svara
was the same.
It's just how
we're
like.
No, so the svara should be a little bit different because apparently one svara would accommodate peiros but not bosa v'dogim, and the Lashem would accommodate everything. No, what would you say, Yosef?
I mean, first of all, you could also say that there's a svara from Kodesh Elul because.
Correct.
And then you say that the Elulim is like a more of a Shabbat, or like a Shabbat Shem Apollo, that's not the only things that are really Karka.
Everything else
is different, it's like a Matia.
Why is Hallow usually Karka? Because it's made Hallow.
Why would there be a difference?
More direct. There's maybe more categories, but as opposed to the drasha of later on the svara, that's more like a matir, because it's Hashem's before and then ours after. That is probably everything.
But what's the essential difference though?
Shabbat versus matir.
So the.
I'm not sure why that would only apply to.
Yeah, l'chaira, we'll get to that a bracha is a matir, but l'chaira, that would apply. Once Chazal decided to make a takana bracha, then they decided to phrase it as a, or to present it as, a, to be misakin it as a matir. Right, but that's the next step. Josh.
Loi bat
v'torah shemichsav mitzvah levarach odem al ano kodim sheyena lefisha aseichel moir al ze levali emes v'kol sheloi birech lachmei v'meyav nefach v'eino ano. He says that that the Torah didn't require us to make a bracha. Why? Because it's so patently clear that you would make a bracha, and if you didn't make a bracha, so then lach ve'meyav nefach. So then you don't really understand. You're not really enjoying this world. The man at the bottom raises the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. That sounds like it is a mitzvah deraisa, but I'm not sure if that's so accurate. But the L'chaira, what's the end? Where the Ritva waxes poetic is when he writes before Chayim Kol Yisrael Lefichach Chayim Kol Yisrael Habali Honis Min Oilam. And if he doesn't do this, right, then Purik all Malchus Shemayim. No, so again, what's the Smith, what are we going to say?
I was going to go back to the difference between the
Kodesh
Elul.
talking about like redeeming fruit and rishai and hagafil. So, I mean, talking about fruit, it's only talking about agriculture, so you can extend that to other fruits. But Hashem Aratz Malo is talking about all creation.
So one could say that one could suggest that the svara of Kodesh Hilul Hashem means, and this comes back to what Yosef was saying before, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, if you have the opportunity to give Shevach through the Peiros, so use the opportunity. Kodesh Hilul Hashem, use the opportunity to give a Shevach. First time you have the Peiros, you have an opportunity to can call it be grateful, call it be makir, the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? The Kal Vachomer is, if I am lacking in something, so that I will certainly appreciate how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of me, right? But Lashem, and one could say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed the greater responsibility of using parts of the Bria to give Shevach on the Peirush and the Shtabach and Eretz Yisrael, the Peirush that have a Tzad Mizbeach, the Peirush that have a Din of Oilalois. When you see, Kadosh Baruch already said, use these items to do mitzvahs. So use these items to give Shevach. So, but the Svara of Lashem or Tzum Loya is that Kadosh Baruch Hu was megala difference, or David HaMelech was megala different svara, and that's the svara of partaking of the Ribbono Shel Olam's world. It's a different svara, right? One svara is that I have an opportunity to give Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu through these peiros. That's the svara of Kodesh Hilul Hashem. The svara of Lashem Oratzum Loya means that The David HaMelech is explaining to us that Chazal understood that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted us to view ourselves as people who don't really have this chus to use his world. Shemaim, Shemaim, Lashem. Because Baruch Hu wanted us to be individuals who continuously see ourselves as benefiting from the Ribbono Shel Olam, not that it's anything's coming to us. But it's a different mahalach. L'chayim, the Gemara opens up by saying that we have an indication from Kodesh Hilul Hashem that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to use every opportunity that we have in partaking of this world to give Shevach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, so that might be limited to Peiros, which Kadosh Baruch Hu already invested various mitzvahs. But the end of Gemara says, no, the Svara of Birchas Hanenen is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to view ourselves as not being entitled, as being unentitled. And brachas are supposed to create within ourselves a mahalach of being, I have to earn my entitlements. It's a different kind of a svara. Again, what did we discuss today? So we discussed that we had several kash in the sugya, and the way that I'm suggesting to resolve those kashas, primarily on the Rav Yishayim, as opposed to Ibn Hananel, and as opposed to the Rav Yisrael Leon, is that the Gemara always understood there is a Derabbanan Dikadin, and the Gemara began by saying that we need to find a Mekor. Where was the Kadosh Baruch Hu Megala to us that is part of the Ritzayin HaBorei to make brachas? And the first mahalach was Kodesh Hilul Hashem. But since that did not substantiate brachos in all parts of the Bria, so therefore Chazal then opted for the Dovra Melech was Megala to us through the Shem Ratzon. What's the difference in the Svara? So I'm suggesting the difference in the Svara is whether the purpose of brachos is entirely to give Shevach the Ribbono Shel Olam, or whether the purpose of brachos is that we see ourselves as not being entitled, and that we have to earn the entitlement to the Ribbono Shel Olam to partake of His brachos world. All right, good. So we'll go a little bit deeper as we go weiter. Okay, it's late, so we'll go straight to Ashrei. Okay, Ashrei should be Sechah, Shem Kochel, 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 Shem Kochel,